If you're a parent, teacher, or school leader, and you're sick and tired of the frustration, anger, and unfair treatment of children at high risk in our public schools, then perhaps it's time for all of us to do something about it. In this podcast, Dr. Amitra Berry brings you tips, tools, strategies, and tactics to build successful solutions while touching, moving, and inspiring all of us to transform our schools so that every child thrives. Here's your host, Dr. Berry.
Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Not my words, those are the words of Nelson Mandela. And welcome back, Equity Warriors. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Educational Equity for Emancipation podcast, a place where we ignite a conversation on fairness in education and champion the rights of every learner. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast and turn on notifications. In this episode, I'm going to navigate an intricate maze of special education and the significant role it plays in the pursuit of educational equity. So special education is supposed to help kids who learn differently, but sometimes being placed into special education is not a fair process, and this is true especially for our Black and Latino children. The way that schools decide who needs SPED, special education, can be biased, and being placed into special education can change the life trajectory of a child. It can sometimes ruin their future. So let's look at what's happening this time. I'm getting out of America and going to Canada. So I want to take a look at what's happening in the schools in Ontario. And the pattern that we're seeing in Ontario is common. It's very common in the United States. So I was a little dismayed, I guess I should say, to see it happening someplace else. But in Ontario, Black and Latino children are getting placed into SPED more often than children who are not Black or Latino. They call this disproportionality. And while the label of special education, being placed into special education, theoretically is designed to help a child who learns differently, it also separates children and sometimes limits what they can achieve. Now, the rules say that parents should be able to help decide if their child needs special education, but very often parents are either left out of the conversation, especially if they're new to the country or there's a language barrier. But other times, it's been my experience that parents are left out of the conversation because they don't understand the process and they don't have an advocate. So I'm going to give you an example. We're going to call this young lady Mariela. And Mariela is a young mom trying to figure out the whole school system in Ontario. But one of the problems that she keeps running into is the language that we use in education, jargon, that does not make sense to the average person. And then there's another woman by the name of Scarlett, whose son was overlooked for gifted programs. And by the way, gifted programs do run under special education. But he was overlooked for gifted programs because people kept jumping to conclusions about who he was and what he was. The stories of these two women and their children show us that many parents struggle to speak up for their children in a system that does not make it easy for parents. But I want to dig a little bit deeper and talk about what a special education label does to a child, not just in school, but how that child grows up and sees themselves in the future. And this stuff really matters, and it's why we need to be super careful about how we label and help children who learn differently. And like I said, this isn't just an Ontario thing. It is a big issue everywhere. It's a big issue with race. It's a big issue based about economics, money, and different abilities mixing in ways that just are not fair. And this is where we see if we are not really serious about making education fair for every single child, this is where we see a huge problem. So if you are looking at special education in your community and want to know what to do, or how to help advocate for equity in special education, one of the things that you can do is to hold workshops in your community. There are special education advocates out there who do work either on a nonprofit basis. There are those who do it on a volunteer basis. So reach out and find those people who can help work to teach parents and community about the special education system. Some of the things you can do in there are some role playing. It's a good idea to have a practice conversation about what you say and what you can do in meetings with the school. If you're a special education parent, you might want to start a group in your area with other parents of special education children, even teachers of special education and others who care to push for better rules in SPED. Working together can help make sure that everyone is treated fairly in the process. Now, teachers do need training to understand and respect all cultures. That is one of the things I do the most in working with school systems, is teaching educators how to understand, respect, validate, and affirm the cultures of every single child. So school leaders out there, you should be checking to make sure that your process and that your educators understand equity and culture. And so when they are looking at who they think needs special education, it is through a scientific lens, not one that might be steeped in implicit bias. And let's not forget about technology. Technology is a wonderful thing, and it's something that we can use to help us. There are websites with information in different languages. There are places that technology supports online meetings with parents who can't make it in person. And that has been a long-standing issue with me. Our parents work. Yes, as educators, we work. We work the school schedule, but you also have parents that are at work at that time. And not every single parent has PTO or an employer who will let them take that time off to go to a school meeting. They can't always make it in person. They may not have transportation. So keeping track of how you can connect to your parents, all parents, how we can make sure that every single parent has an opportunity to come in and receive the information and have the conversations they need to have about their child is critical. We want to make sure also that we're keeping track of the data and looking at whether or not there is disproportionality in who is referred to or receiving special education services, because if there is disproportionality, there's something else that's happening in your system. And above all else, remember that your voice and your vote can change things. So when it's time to vote for school board members or representatives, make sure you pick the ones who care about a fair and equitable education. Go to those meetings, ask hard questions, hold leaders accountable, support those who want a system that really gets how awesome and how different all learners are. Keep in mind that fair education is built on what we all do together. It's about how much we all care and our determination to create a better system, breaking down walls, lifting every voice, and making sure every child has the tools to succeed. Thanks for listening. Until next time, don't worry about the things you cannot change. Change the things you can no longer accept.
That's it for today's episode of the 3E Podcast. Head over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in a grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 value private VIP day with Dr. Berry herself. Be sure to head over to 3epodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Dr. Berry's gift. Then join us on the next episode.